Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Carsey Video Membership. My name is Rachel. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Okay. Can I please have an email address to open your account?
WashingtonManual@gmail.com.
You said Washington Manual?
Yes. Manual spelled with an E.
Okay. Gotcha. Let's see. Okay. Can you please verify your first and last name and your mailing address, please?
First name is Manuel. Last name is Washington. And what was the other one?
Your mailing address.
11349 Southwest 135th Avenue, Tigard, Oregon, 97223, Apartment 7.
Okay, how can I help you?
Okay, I just purchased a Mark Holmes mixed media, and I thought I did not have that already, but I had purchased that previously.
Can you repeat that for me, please?
Okay, I had purchased Mark Holmes mixed media previously.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see it in my classes, although so I went ahead and purchased it, but I went back and looked and checked, and I did have it already in there, so I really purchased it when I shouldn't have.
Okay, let me see. All right, So that class that you had purchased is no longer in your classes?
No, ma'am. It was in my classes. I had purchased it previously.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay.
Let's see. What's the name of the class?
Mark Holmes is the author of the class, Mixed Media.
Holmes with an L?
Ma'am?
Is Holmes with an L?
H-O-L-M-E-S. Mark is M-A-R-C.
Mm-hmm. M-A-R-C?
Yes, uh-huh.
I do see where you have two videos by Mark Holmes, Sketching People in Motion and Travel Sketching in Mixed Media.
Yes, the schedule in Mixed Media, I had purchased it previously.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So a few minutes ago, I purchased it again, and I shouldn't have purchased it because it was already in my list of that I already purchased.
Yes, sir. I'm in your account right now, and I see that it is in your account. So what you'll do is you'll go to my content, and then you'll type in Marcus Holmes, and both of those classes will come up. Mixed Media will come up for you.
Okay, that's not what I'm asking. What I'm saying is I had purchased Mark Holmes Mixed Media previously. It had always been in my classes.
Yes, sir, and it's still in your classes.
Well, but I paid for it twice. I just purchased it.
Okay, do you have proof that you paid for it twice?
Okay, no, ma'am. It was always in my list of, it was always in my list. It was purchased it was purchased quite some time ago. And I had it pulled up and I was looking at my list and I didn't see that it had been purchased already. So I went ahead and purchased again. That's two times I purchased it. And what I'm asking is get a refund on that time I've just purchased it today.
Okay, you just purchased it today.
Okay, but I purchased it before.
Right. I only see once in your library. I don't see the same class. Like, if I refund you, you will have to remove the class from your account.
Ma'am, that's not so, okay? I'm telling you. That class has been purchased by me previously. Okay. Matter of fact, I put in my notepad the classes that I had purchased previously through them. Okay, through y'all. And that class was in my list of classes that I had purchased. It was called Travel Sketching in Media with Mark Holmes.
Yes, sir.
And so today I purchased again. That's the second time I purchased that class by mistake. I'd like to see if I can get my refund back.
Okay, so you don't want the class anymore?
No, I want the class. I've always had the class. It's always been in my list there.
So you don't want to buy the class? You don't want to keep the class forever?
No, ma'am. That's not what I'm saying. All right. Let me go back, okay? I can't tell you
I get what you're saying. You're saying basically that you purchased the class twice and you want a refund for what you just purchased. You want a refund for that class because you already had it. But what I'm saying is, in order for me to issue you a refund, you're going to have to show me where you bought the class the first time, because if we refund you, I will have to remove the class off your list.
Okay, my question is, you don't have a record of me purchasing that class from you previously in your database?
Let me go check your account. This one is for $12. Give me a second. Give me a second, Mr. Manuel.
Okay.
I'm sorry, sir. Just give me a moment. I'm trying to expand it. So I see that you on here that the class was only bought once. When did you buy the class?
I don't have the date. I don't have the time on that, okay? But you got to switch in your system. Because I've got several classes that I've bought. I've listed them in my notepad. That class is one of them. What I'm trying to say to you,
So you bought the mixed media today, correct?
But I bought it previously. This is the second time I've purchased it.
Okay, when did you buy it? Do you remember when you bought it?
I do not remember when I bought it. I never put that down in my notepad. I just know that I bought it because I'd listed it. And I've used it, by the way.
And you paid the same price before?
That I don't know.
Did you buy it sometime last year?
It's been bought. It was bought before you had your issues.
What issues?
Well, at one time Craftsy was purchased or given to another company, and then y'all redid the Craftsy classes. It took you.
So did you buy the class with Blueprint?
Yes, I guess I did.
Okay, yeah, so what's gonna happen is you're gonna have to send in proof of that purchase. I can refund you today for that class, for the mixed media class. I can refund you for that, but I will need proof since it is from Blueprint. We don't have any record of it.
Okay, so y'all didn't keep the database.
No, not all of it. No.
No. So if I went ahead, I have several classes here, the Art of Science of Perspective. And so if I went and bought that class again today, you would not be able to do anything about it.
Correct.
I've got Figure Skating Made Simple with Shazita Shiroker that I purchased that. So if I bought it again today, you would not be able to refund my money.
Right. So if you bought that class again today, we can refund you only because it was in here twice. But you won't be able to buy that class twice. They won't even allow you to buy the class twice.
Well, you just did. You just did that. And it rolled through as I never bought Travel Sketching Mixed Media.
So I only see one payment from that class, which was today.
Yeah, I know what you're telling me, ma'am. But you're wrong on the fact that I bought that class. This is my second time I bought that class. So your system is not. Your system is not keeping up with what's being done.
So you bought that class with Blueprint. I'll need proof to keep the class on your account.
Why would you need proof if you rolled the database from Blueprint over to all the crafted classes?
Sir, I don't know what classes you had on your account. If you want, I can transfer you to someone that can help you.
Yeah, because what you did, what happened was, is when you were with Blue, I had some classes with Craftsy and Blueprint, and I was pulling it up with Blueprint because everything went to Blueprint. But then when you transferred, got your database to Craftsy again, I lost all of my classes. And I said, how are you going to roll them over? He says, well, just be patient. It's going to be rolled over in about a month. And I said, okay, I'll wait for them. And you rolled them all over. As a matter of fact, it was in there today. In my list of classes. And I just happened to made a mistake and purchased again. And it did not. It should have probably kicked it out. I guess it should have said that I've already purchased it, but it didn't. It went ahead and took my money.
Yes, sir. So
transfer me to somebody else. Let me talk to them. It looks like you're not going to be able to solve it.
All right. Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. Have a great day.